Raton Pass is the main way to get into New Mexico from Colorado, east of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. As part of Peak Curiosity, a listener reached out about the history of the pass, which is now part of Interstate 25. So, I went down there to learn about the history. Come with me on my road trip to Raton Pass. Driving up Raton Pass, headed south toward the New Mexico border, looks like images of the iconic Southwest. The rolling hills and rising buttes are covered in tall, yellowing prairie grass and adorned with bunches of pine and juniper trees. The road winds up a medium grade to its peak height. Once over the summit, you start heading down into New Mexico. And you instantly understand the state's nickname, the Land of Enchantment. The mountains look like sleeping giants stretched out and shrouded in this vast, dusty haze. The highway sits on what was once the mountain branch of the Santa Fe Trail. Indigenous people lived in the area for centuries before European exploration and westward expansion.
Pretty tough to get through, especially with wagons full of goods. And you get lame animals, you get broken wagons.
That's Millie Duran with the Trinidad History Museum. The Santa Fe Trail splits in Kansas between the Mountain Branch, where Raton Pass is now, and the Cimarron Route that goes through the panhandle of Oklahoma. Trinidad resident Rich Alford is writing a book about the history of the area. He says during the early days, the Cimarron route was more popular.
The benefit of that route is you don't go over a mountain pass. So it's an easier route. But the problem with that pass is part of the year you ran out of water. And so you might be out there for weeks and not have any source of water. And so the mountain pass was, you had water the whole way.
The two branches meet up just outside of Santa Fe in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Alford says before 1821, the land on the southern side of the pass was a territory of Spain.
New Mexico was very isolated. While they were part of Spain, they were not allowed to trade with anyone at all.
Once Mexico gained its independence, trade opened up. 25 years later, the United States would wage war on Mexico. And among the outcomes was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which transferred a large swath of land, including this area, to the U.S. Then came the U.S. Civil War. The Union and Confederate forces were in a race to stake Western territories. Duran says the split in the Santa Fe Trail served both the North and the South.
Civil War starts, the Raton Pass is used for the movement of Union troops. The Cimarron route was really more Confederate territory.
In 1865, as the Civil War ended, mountain man Richard Lacey Wooten, also known as Uncle Dick Wooten, bought part of the pass and built a toll road.
And he did this with the help of Ute Indians, and it was quite a process. They had to blast hills with dynamite. They had to build 26 bridges over Raton Creek as it comes down over the pass.
It was a huge effort.
And so he felt that, you know, he owned it, and he kind of did.
He built his house on the pass and, as the story goes, collected many of the tolls himself. Then Wooten sold part of his land to the railroad company.
The train is built over Raton Pass fairly quickly.
And decades later, in the mid-20th century, the U.S. started building the interstate system, including I-25.
There's always reasons that people need to move, and it's still used today.
That treacherous, narrow, rocky scramble that led settlers from the east or traders from the south to new opportunities is now a major highway where 18-wheelers transport goods and tourists pull over to take photos with the New Mexico or Colorado state signs. From the summit of Raton Pass, I'm Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.